Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello, I'm Carol Vorderman, and welcome to the penultimate quiz of the week. 10 questions, 10 points, all done in just 10 minutes. I have 10 brand new questions for you today, all designed to educate, to entertain, to irritate the life out of you. But I know they will also leave you feeling smarter, and that's what Perfect 10 obviously is all about fundamentally. It's Thursday, so how are your scores looking? If you've played along since Monday, you should already have a score of a potential 30 out of 30. And if you've missed any of this week's quizzes so far, you can always go back and check them out. So you get a weekly score. You know, you can monitor your weekly score out of a potential 50 out of 50 every week. Anyway, today is the 14th of March, and it was on this day in 2018 that Angela Merkel was sworn in for a fourth term as the German Chancellor, a role which she held from 2005 until 2021. Angela is a big name in German politics, obviously, but are you a big name in quizzing? It's time to find out, because here come today's questions. Question one, your starter for a perfect 10. In the popular comic book series, what is the name of Tintin's white pet dog? What do you think? Do you know that one? Are you a Tintin fan? Question two is our clues in the news round. You're about to hear a fictional news report that's actually a description of a famous 1994 movie. But do you know the name of the movie? Here comes the clip.
Breaking news. A bomb has been spotted on the 2525 bus, and we are hearing that it will explode if the vehicle drops below 50 miles per hour. We will keep you updated with developments when we have them.
So can you name the famous movie which was hidden in clues in that fictional news report? Clues in the news. Question three now, and it's time for Carol Lateral Thinking. Here is a sequence of letter groupings. The first grouping is D and W, DW. The next grouping is C and X. The third is B and Y. Which letter grouping would complete this sequence? D, W, C, X, B, Y. What comes next? Have a little think, see if you can come up with the right answer. As always, though, if you need some extra time, remember you can pause, you can rewind. None of that is cheating. When you're ready to move on, come back. I'll be waiting. It's time to put your memory to the test now and our memory round. So listen up and listen good, as this clip will be directly followed by question four.
Welcome to another edition of Football Flashback, where today we are taking you right back to the very first English Premier League season. The season kicked off on the 15th of August 1992, and matches on that very first day of the Premier League included Arsenal versus Norwich and Chelsea versus Oldham Athletic. The very first winners of the Premier League were Manchester United, who scored a total of 67 goals and earned 84 points. Aston Villa finished second with 74 points and 57 goals, and in third place it was Norwich with 72 points and 61 goals. At the other end of the table, Nottingham Forest finished right at the bottom with 40 points and a total of 41 goals. Coming up next, we'll be looking at the key games of that season, so stay tuned.
Well, there was a lot of information there, but I hope you were listening closely, because here comes your question. How many points did the second place team, Aston Villa, finish the season with? How many points did Aston Villa have? Can you remember the number? As always, I'll give you the answers after today's final question. Questions 5, 6 and 7 are all part of the same family, the frivolous, familiar and fun set of questions, testing your knowledge of the everyday. Here's question 5. Which nursery rhyme contains the lyrics, like a diamond in the sky. Hopefully, that's a nice easy point coming your way. Question six, we're heading to the farm. Gloucester Old Spot is a breed of which animal? Even if you don't think you know, guess an animal and you might hit lucky. Question seven, we're hitting the road. The road, the A1, runs from London to which Scottish city? Have you driven on this road before? Moving on to question eight, you'll need your word head on for this, as it's time for today's two in, two out. Which two letters can you change in the word carried, C-A-R-R-I-E-D, carried, to make an obstacle? Swap those two letters and see if you can find that obstacle. It's time for question nine and the round we call I know this, as you might have that answer rattling around somewhere in that magnificent brain of yours. Who wrote the classic novel Moby Dick? It's a very famous book, but can you name the author? And we've made it to the final question of the day, our anagram. Which American singer-songwriter is an anagram of Bland Boy? Bland, B-L-A-N-D, Boy, B-O-Y. Can you rearrange those letters to find that famous American musician? There you have it, another perfect 10 in the bag. Well done, you. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss tomorrow's questions. They'll load automatically if you subscribe. 10 questions, 10 points, all done in 10 minutes. Did you score a perfect 10 today? Here's where you find out. Here come the answers.
That's the sound of another sale on Shopify, in store. Shopify POS is everything you need to sell in person. From payments to inventory, Shopify unites your sales into one commerce platform. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/retail23. Shopify.com/retail23.
Question one, we started with. In the popular comic book series, what's the name of Tintin's white pet dog? And the answer is Snowy. Tintin creator Hergé wrote 24 comic books featuring the character, and they have been published in more than 70 languages with sales of more than 200 million copies. Question two was clues in the news, and you were trying to work out which famous film was hidden in this fictional news report.
Breaking news. A bomb has been spotted on the 2525 bus, and we are hearing that it will explode if the vehicle drops below 50 miles per hour. We will keep you updated with developments when we have them.
And the answer is the incredible movie, Speed. Yes, all the clues were there in our clues in the news for the movie Speed. Question three. Carol Lateral Thinking. And today I asked you to solve a sequence. Here is a sequence of letter groupings. The first grouping is D and W. The next is C and X. The third is B and Y. Which letter grouping would complete this sequence? And the answer is the grouping A and Z. The first letter grouping, D and W, is the fourth letter of the alphabet and the 23rd, so the fourth one from the end, if you like. The next grouping, C and X, are the third and the 24th, so the third from the end. Third grouping, B and Y, the second in, and the second from the end. So the next, obviously, is the beginning and the end of the alphabet, which, of course, is the grouping A and Z, or Z, if you live in America. Question four was our memory round, and we were reliving a famous football season. I asked you, how many points did the second place team, Aston Villa, finish with in the season? Could you remember? The answer is 74 points. We move into our run of the three frivolous, familiar and fun questions. Question five. Which nursery rhyme contains the lyrics, like a diamond in the sky? It is, of course, twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Question six was all about animals. Gloucester Old Spot is a breed of which animal? Well, a Gloucester Old Spot is a type of pig. Question seven. The road, the A1, runs from London to which Scottish city? The answer is all the way to Edinburgh. The A1 is about 410 miles long and runs through a number of other cities, including Peterborough, Doncaster, York, Durham, and Newcastle upon Tyne. Question 8 was two in, two out. Which two letters can you change in the word carried to make an obstacle? Well, if you change the C to a B and the D to an R, you get a barrier, B-A-R-R-I-E-R. Question 9 was, I know this, but did you? Who wrote the classic novel Moby Dick? The answer is Herman Melville, and his other works include Redburn, White Jacket, and Billy Budd Sailor. Well done if you got the answer to that right. And finally, we go to question 10. Which American singer-songwriter is an anagram of bland boy? Well, he's never bland. He is, of course, Bob Dylan. Bob Dylan was born Robert Zimmerman, and in 2016, he was awarded the Nobel Prize for Literature. Well, did you get a great score today? I hope you did. But don't worry if you didn't. There's always another chance tomorrow. Every day spent with us in the Perfect 10 family, of course, is giving your brain a good old workout. Let us know how you did today, though. We really do love to see your scores, whatever the score is. Come and be a part of the family. Follow us on at Perfect 10 Carol on Facebook, Instagram and TikTok. Got loads of extra visual content over there to keep your brain ticking over between episodes. So please join us. I'm Carol Vorderman. That was my Perfect 10 for you. I hope you have a perfect day. Perfect 10 is produced by Talent Bank as part of the Acast Creator Network. Head over to shows.acast.com/Perfect 10 for more information.
That's the sound of another sale on Shopify in store. Shopify POS is everything you need to sell in person. From payments to inventory, Shopify unites your sales into one commerce platform. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/retail23. Shopify.com/retail23.